Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome to Saturday Review as we go back, amen, and rediscover studies that we have had on spiritual warfare strategies, utilizing every modality in our arsenal. Glory to God. Amen. I do apologize for last week's episode. I was out of town and I had intended to do a makeup session, but it just did not end up working out the way that I thought it would. So we're back this week. Amen. And we are working on our 12th installment, and we're beginning with spiritual warfare strategy number 54. Strategy number 54. If you have been keeping up, amen, with our Saturday reviews, amen, we're up to 54, and we do have 101 strategies to give you. And I will be adding some more, amen, as we go on, because I give glory and honor to the Lord. He gives us other strategies, amen, that I did not have written. So, and that's what I said the review is for. It is always a good idea to go back to the Word of God. Go back, amen, to the plumb line. Find out where it is that we have fallen short, so that we allow the Spirit of the Lord to realign us and reposition us back into the position that He intended that we be in the first place. Each and every one of us were born with a mandate, born, amen, with an assignment that we must accomplish before we leave this earth. Amen. Our intended positioning with the Lord from the very beginning was that we be in a reciprocal relationship with Him that was rightly aligned and without sin. Jesus accomplished that. Yeshua accomplished that on the cross, and that man did fail, and he had to come down through 40 and two generations, amen, to bring us back in the place of right alignment. And glory to God, as long as we are obeying the standards and the precepts of His word, as long as we are listening to His voice as He gives us instructions, we will remain in alignment. But we do have an enemy, amen, that has a threefold mission: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he is always fast on our heels. Even when we are asleep, the enemy is always trying, plotting and planning to come after us and to remove us from our place of right alignment, to remove us from our place of optimal positioning, to remove us from a place where that we are hearing from the Lord. He wants to position us in such a place that there's so much distraction and that he's wearing us out, because he can't get us to sin. So he'll continue to throw little things into the mix. He'll throw this thing and dash that thing and the other thing, so that we're so worn out by the warfare that we actually are too tired even to accomplish our mission. But it's not so in the Lord, because the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And he even tells us again in Ephesians chapter 6, as Paul begins to talk to us about the weapons of warfare and about the enemy that has been coming against us, about the principalities and those rulers and those rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. As he tells us about those things, he told us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So we don't have to rely on our own might. We don't rely on our own strength. We look to the Lord. Glory to God, to whom the one that has our strength, amen, he is our help in the time of trouble. As a matter of fact, amen, we look to him. He is that strong tower, and that's who we run to. Glory to God, because the battle ultimately is the Lord's, and that is our next strategy. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we need to keep that in mind. Even though we are going through this battle and sometimes it feels a little discouraging, we must hold on to the hand of the Lord, because he is the Lord, strong and mighty, and it's not our physical strength that we're relying on, it's his. And even when we feel as if we have been spiritually bashed and we have gone as far as we can go, the Lord will lift us up anyhow. Amen. The word tells us to stand. And when we've done all the stand therefore anyhow, continue to stand. Amen. The word even lets us know that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. The Lord has a remedy today. If you're one of those, amen, that is battle weary, glory to God. Fall on your face once again, amen, and wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength today. He will give you a refreshing, amen, as you wait in his presence. He will speak to your very need. You know, I was talking to some pastors on the other day about, amen, the love of the Lord. Amen. He loves us. Glory to God. And what I was saying is that love on earth, it has so many conditions attached to it. But the love of God, it has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders, and no limits. Glory to God. So no matter where we are, no matter where we've been, no matter who we love, no matter who we lusted after, glory to God, the Lord still loves us. He will still bring us up out of those dark places into the place of light so that we can hear what it is that he's saying for us and for our lives. Amen. The Lord has always determined that we succeed. Glory to God. That we be the victors. That's always been the Lord's plan for our lives. Amen. But we must yield to the Lord and not to temptation. Amen. Because with temptation and with sin, there are consequences, and consequences that we cannot bear. So the Lord continues, amen, to call us into right positioning. He continues to call us into right alignment so that we won't miss our opportunities that he places in front of us. Amen. We have places of blessing as we go along the way. But if we are in the wrong place, we'll miss that opportunity. And it may or may not come around again. Glory to God. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Lord, giving you all of the praise and all of the honor, recognizing, Lord God, that there is no gift, no talent, no ability, no success, and no creativity without you. Every perfect, every good, and every perfect gift was given to each and every one of us by you. So the glory, oh God, belongs to you and to you alone. Lord, we appreciate accolades, Lord God, but we give them back to you, recognizing, Lord God, that we are this gift, Lord God, and this talent, these abilities, they all came from you. They belong to you. We didn't originate anything. Lord God, it came only from you to you, oh God. We give the glory, the praise, and the honor. Oh God, we just thank you today, Lord God. Oh Lord, for another day. Oh, Lord God, in your presence, we give you glory, Lord God, for the ability, Lord God, to think and to articulate, Lord, the ability, Lord God, to use words and they actually make sense, the ability, Lord God, to move around, Lord God, our limbs are functioning, the ability, Lord God, to rise up, Lord God, when we need to, every beat of our heart and every synapse of our brain, oh God, is because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, we thank you because somebody doesn't have that functioning somewhere. Oh, Lord, so we cannot take for granted the gifts of God. And every day is a gift, amen. Everything that we have that moves and functions, it is a gift. All the things that the Lord has given us, the resources that he has given us so that we can promote his kingdom, they are all gifts. Glory to God, and they came from him. Oh, God, and I give you glory, I give you praise, and I give you honor. Father, as we submit ourselves before you, we surrender to you even now, asking, Lord God, that you forgive us for sins of omission and commission. Lord, asking you, Lord God, to wash us, Lord God, even as we come out of agreement with the works of our flesh. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with the kingdom of darkness. We come out of agreement, oh, God, with those things that held us back and held us up, Lord God, in days past, and even those things that we confront today on a daily basis. Lord God, even when we're triggered, Father, we come out of agreement with whatever it was that triggered us because we understand that if something triggers us, we need deliverance. So, Lord, we come out of agreement even in that hour, Father God, and we cast down, Lord God, those very thoughts and that very assignment of the enemy violently, with violent force, we cast them down even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in us, oh God. God, not just today, but every day, oh, Lord, when we arise. Lord, we want this day to be better than yesterday and better than our yesterdays before, Father, as we get to know you better and understand your character and understand what your will is for our life and realize Oh, my God, that you love us with an everlasting love and that you want great things for us, not just for the then and there, but also for the here and now. Oh, my God, and much of that for the kingdom's sake. Oh, God, I give you glory. We give you glory, oh, God. Even as we go into this lesson on today, Lord God, open minds and hearts to receive your word and to receive your spirit, Father. Oh, Lord, open their hearts so they can hear, Lord God, your voice, Lord, in their ears, directing them, Lord, and even giving them a greater revelation, Lord God, of your will for their lives. Even now, Father, we submit ourselves to you that your will be done in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We give the glory and the honor to the Lord, to him alone. Amen. Is the honor due, as I said before. Amen. We're beginning. Amen. This lesson with spiritual warfare strategy number 54. The battle is the Lord's. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. One thing we must remind ourselves often as we endure warfare is the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the omnipotent, the all-powerful, the omniscient, the all-knowing, the omnipresent, not limited by time or space, literally everywhere at once. Amen. The creator of all things, the great I am, the word. Amen. Jesus the Christ, Yeshua. Amen. The high priest and savior, our God who cannot lose, thus we will not lose. He literally is victory. We were born again, amen. When we were born again, we were automatically enlisted in the army of the Lord and equipped with the finest weaponry to push back the darkness in all of its forms, and so that the light emerges in victory every single time. So that our souls are released from captivity, blinded eyes are opened, and the will of the Lord be done in the earth. The battle is the Lord's. The Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged, because the Lord himself, glory to God, will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Twice in scripture, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord declares that he is the Lord of the battle. See 2 Chronicles 20:15. The battle is not yours, but God's. And also see 1 Samuel 17:47. For the battle is the Lord's. Glory to God. Let me give you some more scriptures to take back in your time of prayer. Amen. And consecration as you go before the Lord. Amen. Consider these scriptures as well. Deuteronomy 20:4. Proverbs 21:31, Psalm 34:17, John 16:33, Isaiah 54:17, Deuteronomy 3:22, Romans 8:31, and Exodus 15:3. It says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Yahweh is his name. Amen. We know I did a study before that we looked at the word Lord in scripture when it was in all caps in the King James Version, and that is his proper name, Yahweh. Amen. So Yahweh is his name, and he is a man of war. Glory to God. The Lord is a champion, the captain of the Lord's host. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, Exodus 15:3. He doesn't get anxious. It didn't take him by surprise. He is locked and loaded every time. Look out, devil. In Psalms 2, we see that the Lord sits on his heavenly throne laughing at their rebellion. In his sovereignty, he scoffs and mocks them. And in his profound anger, he terrifies them with his displeasure. Look at this chapter. Look at this in, look at this chapter, chapter 2 of Psalms, in both the King James and the Amplified. It's interesting. Psalm 37:12-13 in the Amplified, it says, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him. The wicked one the one who oppresses the righteous, for he sees that his day of defeat is coming. Glory to God. The devil is an already defeated foe that continues to resist God and persist in evil toward those who love and are created by the Lord, and those who love him. Glory to God. I don't know why I got that. But anyway, he continues to throw every tactic, device, and weapon in his own arsenal at us to make us forget that this battle, with all its skirmishes, belongs to the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we get worn down by one battle after another. Sometimes they come in rapid succession because the enemy is trying to make us fall or trying to make us stop or trying to make us forget that the battle ultimately belongs to the Lord, and he is already defeated and we are already victorious. We just have to wait on the Lord. Now, all we need to do is be willing and obedient in the midst of the battle as the Lord maintains our victorious stance. Amen. The Lord is always our maintainer and our sustainer. Glory to God. Even in the midst of the battle, even when we feel like our hands have dropped and we need somebody to help lift our hand back up so we can continue in the battle. Amen. And we've even talked about that in the midst of these warfare strategies. Sometimes we have to run to our company or to our tribe. Sometimes we need to call intercessors or call on our elders, our apostles, call on those that are our covering to pray for us or pray us through. Amen. So that we can continue in our process and not stop. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 54. The battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. Spiritual warfare strategy number 55. Refuse to follow your emotions. Our emotions cannot lead. Emotions always make poor leaders. Glory to God. Refuse to follow your emotions. We are emotional beings. God, too, has emotions, and he created us after that manner. But unlike the Lord, we have a sinful nature. Amen. And because of that, our emotions can either motivate or manipulate. Sometimes we feel grief, sometimes joy, sometimes drained, sometimes angry, sometimes elated. But we cannot be governed by our emotions. We cannot allow our emotions to lead us. Here's an example of why. There are times when in a crowd you may look around a room and there's a group that suddenly notices you and your eyes meet instantly. You feel self-conscious and a bit fearful and intimidated, now thinking to yourself, I knew I didn't belong here. I feel out of place. But in reality, the group was talking about how stunning you are and how excited they are to hear the word of the Lord from such an anointed vessel. Amen. So we cannot allow our emotions to lead, because the enemy will manipulate those emotions, amen, and cause us to say and do things, amen, that are even out of our character as saints of the Most High God. Amen. Emotions are not necessarily trustworthy. Glory to God. They make poor leaders. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, not your emotions, they are the sons of God. Not only do we have to press past the enemy's objections, we also have to press on. The enemy can and does manipulate our emotions. He speaks to us as if it is our own voice in our mind. I feel, I can't stand her. Those kind of things come to our minds. We recognize his device and we war with those thoughts, casting them down. And that word for casting them down, you know, we've had that in studies before. It means to violently take it by force and dash it to the ground. Violently forcing those thoughts to the ground and dashing them. Amen. So we're casting them down, and then we're taking them captive as we speak more fruitful words of life to ourselves and to our emotions. Our emotions must be submitted to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Let God take the lead at all times, especially in those times that are when you feel more emotionally vulnerable. And then those are those times when you need to be silent. Those are the times that we must remember, amen, to be slow to speak and swift to hear. Amen. Submit to the Lord. He's the one who will guide us safely through the turbulence. Romans 8 and 14, again, from the Amplified Version, it says, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Those who have given God full access, full control, those completely surrendered, completely submitted to God, they are the sons of God. These are the times we need to remember to be slow. That's what I was saying. These are the times we need to be remember to be slow to speak and swift to hear, so that we don't override the wisdom of God with raw emotion. The Lord sees, he hears, and he knows. And he is close to the broken. Be quiet now and listen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 55, refuse to follow your emotions. Spiritual warfare strategy number 56, reject the temptation to flesh out in frustration. Don't get in your flesh because you're frustrated. Reject the temptation to flesh frustration. Oh, how easy it is to yield to our flesh when we are frustrated, exhausted, and overwhelmed. The enemy takes full advantage of those times and those openings to pounce. Amen. He will take every opportunity. Every time we give him an inch, an opening of any kind, he will take that opening. Amen. And he will pounce. Daniel 7 and 25 lets us know that he has purpose to frustrate us and wear us out, hoping that we will give up altogether. Look at what Paul says in Galatians 2, 20 and 21. This is the King James Version. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. That word frustrate here is acetano, and it means to despise or reject or to bring to nothing, to disannul or to cast off. Amen. Basically, what Paul is saying here is, even when things are not going the way I think they should, I recognize my life is not my own. It belongs to Christ, and I yield to him and not to my flesh. Jesus is the captain, or Yeshua is the captain of this ship, and I will not cast off the grace of God, his unmerited favor, so my flesh can have a moment. God is never pleased with the unfruitful works of the Lord. Surrender our flesh and that viperous tongue to the Lord so that we may keep reaping light, glory to God. Because, oh Lord, know that every time we allow our flesh to take the reins, we have opened the door to the enemy to bring evil of all kinds into our lives and the lives of our families. The devil will say it's worth it to get somebody told, but remember, he is the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. He wants to utterly destroy our destiny. Don't let him do it. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and don't cast off the grace of God in a moment in time that would cost you a lifetime of reaping. Spiritual warfare strategy number 56. Reject the temptation to flesh out in frustration. Spiritual warfare strategy number 57, walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. God has given every believer a measure of faith, and he intends that we should use it. For the just shall live by faith, Romans 1 and 17, Galatians 3 and 11, and Hebrews 10 and 38. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is from the King James Version. Also in the Amplified, it says, now faith is the assurance. Now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. The just shall live by faith. Shall live in the Greek is the word zao, and it means lively, quick, as in the life-quickening power of God, active and blessed, kingdom life, full of vigor, effective, efficacious, and that means the ability to produce its intended results. Amen. Shall live. John 10:10 tells us heal and destroy, but Yeshua or Jesus comes that we might have life, Zoe, that we might have life, amen, and that we might have it more abundantly or superfluously. Glory to God. That means in an excessive abundance. Glory to God. I love that word. Zoe means vitality coming from God himself that recovers us from spiritual death. It's the new life in Christ. The previous time, zao, it means it's the quickening power, the life-giving, sustaining, active on fire. God breathed life, and it is a derivative of the word zoe. The just shall live by faith, the sold out, the holy, the consecrated, the committed, the righteous, the sanctified shall live by faith. So if we live by faith, then our steps shall also be by faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith neither rests nor relies on our intellect, reasoning, or our creativity. It rests on the power of the Almighty God. Lord, even when I can't trace you, I trust you. Glory to God. And I will call those things into the earth realm that I cannot see because you have said they are already mine. Glory to God. Spiritual Warfare Strategy 57, walk by faith and not by sight. Spiritual Warfare Strategy number 58, set a guard over your mouth. Set a guard over your mouth. Oh, glory to God. Now, I had actually some reading that I usually do from her, from Apostle LeClaire, Jennifer LeClaire's book, 101 Tactics of Spiritual Warfare, that is really good on this particular strategy of setting a guard over your mouth. And I'm just going to direct you to that book because I'm not going to read that today, okay? So it's going to be on pages 118 through 119 from our resource book, 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare. And this is Spiritual Warfare Strategy number 58, set a guard over your mouth. Spiritual Warfare Strategy number 59, pray for wisdom in the battle. Pray for wisdom in the battle. We need wisdom. We need the wisdom of the Lord in the heat of the battle, especially when dealing with people who have been or are being influenced by the devil. We at times had the tendency to rip people apart with our mouths. Those same people that God wants to heal and deliver. We need to repent. We need wisdom. We most certainly need to set a guard over our mouths until the wisdom from above is in our mouth and not the word of the destroyer. When these battles arise and the enemy is using family or friends or others, we must use the wisdom of God to separate the principality or the demonic mindset and agenda from the human life that is made in the image of God. Solomon had a conversation with God in a dream where God asked him, "What shall I give you?" Solomon, having learned the greatness and sovereignty of the Almighty from his father David, asked for a heart to judge his people and that he might discern between good and evil. God answered, see 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. Amen. And I'm going to read these scriptures to you. Acts chapter 10, verse 34, it says, it lets us know that he is not a respecter of persons, and he knows exactly what we are contending with. God knows, he knows it. Amen. And he knows that it's only his wisdom that will bring us through the battle so that we are victorious and so that those demons are found and we are delivered. Glory to God. Just as he gave wisdom to Solomon to lead his people, we must pray to God for the same. The wisdom of God for the battle. The wisdom of God for deliverance. The wisdom of God to lead his people. The wisdom of God to navigate life victoriously, effectively, successfully. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. That word for upbraideth is anidizo, and it means to chide or reproach or rebuke. So God's not going to rebuke you because you ask for wisdom. He won't rebuke you for asking. He wants you to ask so that he can pour it into you to overflowing. Glory to God. But when you ask in faith without vacillating, without being double-minded. And then God rebuke that double-minded spirit in Yeshua's name. I bind it right now and loose a sound mind that can receive your wisdom and the weight of your kavod in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. For more scriptures about wisdom, amen. See Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, amen. It lets us know that we need wisdom so that we can make the best use of our time as the days are evil. Proverbs 18 and 15, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Proverbs 12 and 15, a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 24 and 3, by wisdom a house is built. Proverbs 14 and 16, the wise are cautious and turn from evil. Proverbs 3 and 35, the wise will inherit honor. Proverbs 4 and 6, love wisdom and it will keep you. Ecclesiastes 8 and 1, wisdom makes the face of the wise shine. Spiritual warfare strategy number 59. Pray for wisdom in the battle. Amen. This is the last of our strategies for today. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. We ask the Lord to cover you even right now in the name of Yeshua. Amen. That you receive every word. Amen. And that fall on good ground. Glory to God. Even praying. Amen. Over the ground of your heart, even right now, and even your heart pasture, as you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. He will allow you to receive his knowledge and his wisdom, his understanding, his counsel, and his might. Amen. Even as you hear the word of the Lord coming forth. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, we break off, Lord God, and we take authority over every spirit of retaliation, every counterattack, every backlash, and every payback spirit, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and we release your peace and your protection of your people, even right now, Lord God. Even sanctify the atmosphere, Lord God, all around them, Lord God, so that it is conducive, Lord God, even for your voice to speak into them, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God. Even those things that held them back in the past, Lord God, and made them unable to understand or receive your word. Bring forth an opening even now, and bring deliverance unto them in this very hour. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Until next time, Shalom.